He says Hitler never trusted Stalin completely. Allying with Russia was just a tactic to dissuade Britain, France, America from attacking Germany. Well, Hitler actually, of course, he didn't trust Stalin. I mean, he didn't trust anyone. But in one of these secret recordings of Hitler, there's a speech he gave where he said he wanted to attack France in 1939. I'll pull that out. He was on like a train, and they recorded him talking to some guy, and he said he wanted to attack France in 39. And one of the main reasons he wanted to attack these powers was because, one, he didn't trust them either to let him get away with Lebensraum. And so he felt like with the arms race going on, this is covered in Wages of Destruction by Adam Tooze. He says that Hitler decided to attack France and to strike them early before the French could get the upper hand through the arms race. So he felt Germany had like an upper hand in building up the military in 39, and that the French were behind him and the English were behind him at that point. And he says, we need to strike while the iron's hot and to defeat them before they can get the might to defeat us. And I guess that was sort of his logic with Russia as well. His program to reclaim land from Versailles Treaty, Sudetenland, Danzig, Polish Quarter. Dude, that's totally refuted by Mein Kampf. That was part of it, right? It was to take back that stuff, but then it was to expand. He says this explicitly in Mein Kampf, and he says the 1914 borders, which is what you're referring to there, Sudetenland, Danzig, and the corridor, all of that is just the 1914 borders. He says that that's not sufficient. He says we should not fight for the 1914 borders. He says that's a waste. And then he criticized other German politicians and says the ones who are saying we should go back to the 1914 borders and stop there are charlatans, and they're criminal. He called them criminals. And he says that those borders have no significance for the German future. And then he says what we need to do is expand to the east and do a crusade. And he says that the land we take will come at the expense of the Russians. Says it explicitly, man. So that this mythology about we're just going to take back the 1914 borders is a complete lie. It's made up by Nazis, by Hitlerites, who are trying to just whitewash Lebensraum, right? They're completely lying. Like if you just read Mein Kampf chapter 14, you'd know that's all false. And he didn't even stop there anyway. So if you're going to claim that's what he wanted, he got all of that. He got Sudetenland and Munich Agreement. He got fucking Czechoslovakia in 1939. He invaded the whole place. He got the Polish corridor when he attacked Poland. He already got it, right? He got half of Poland. He got the entire western half of Poland. Did he stop at the entire western half of Poland? No. He pushed further. He attacks Russia. So then they concoct this other hoax that he's just trying to save the Russians from communism, despite the fact that he said the Russians are an inferior race and they have no right to rule themselves. Oh, he wants to save people he thinks are an inferior race? He wants to help them? He just sacrificed all these German lives to save people who he didn't give a fuck about and he thought they were inferior? They're an inferior race? Is he really going to sacrifice millions of his own people to liberate the Russians from communism, despite the fact that he praised Stalin privately and said Stalin was a great statesman and had a good economy and look at all the factories he's got? Read Table Talks. He's praising Stalin up and down and says his system's superior to other systems. What do you mean, man? And then like in 1941, in a secret meeting, he says the reason we're invading is to cut up the giant cake of Eastern Europe. We're just going to carve it up like a fucking cake and just take the land we need for Lebensraum. Like even David Irving admits all that, right? Like, so none of that works. I mean, go watch my Hitler's anti-communism video. Like I refute all of those arguments.